Chapter 1. The Tamasha. Speak to any health professional in the country and they'll tell you that men respond better to treatment than women, be it diabetes, malaria, weight loss, or simply a pedicure. As women, we are guilty of supporting our men, father, brother, husband, son, father-in-law, son-in-law, brother-in-law, much more than we support ourselves or other women. The roots could be in the very fabric of our country, culture, tradition, religion, whatever. But we don't quite treat ourselves right or as equals. The most basic way in which we treat ourselves badly is by denying the food we love at the time we love and in quantities we love. And then, of course, to make things worse, we go about our life believing that our body owes it to us to stay toned, fit, lean, and thin. Which is why this chapter even exists in this book. Because we have bought into the tamasha, putting our health, body, nutrients, sleep, relationships, and life itself at stake. As you listen to this, I want you to ask yourself if you identify with the behavior patterns cited in the chapter. Because I want you to give up thinking about your body as an object which deserves shame, criticism, something to be depressed over if it doesn't fit into some mold. I would actually sum it up with just two words: criticism kills. But if I had to list down reasons why women have such a hard time losing weight, or why we behave so similar to the moon, reducing and gaining size every fortnight, then here they are.